grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one edition here on this Monday, December 22nd, 2025. This is a couple of text messages that came in during the break. First of all, I had seven people text me Rick, and I sent them the screenshot that's stored in my file now in my folder. So when you guys text me Rick, you'll get an auto reply with his information. Again, his website, rickhughesministries.org. His P.O. Box 100 in Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. His phone number, 800-831-0718. And his email address. Now, Officer Rick, he's doing some work today in an office setting. I asked him to do me a personal favor, send an email to Rick after you go to the website. Rick, look at all the things that he has there. Send him an email. Request a couple of the books, a couple of the bookmarks, maybe a movie, a DVD, whatever interests you. Email it to him and tell him you heard it from my show while you were working downstate. I don't know if Rick is fully aware of how well we do this show online. We have podcasts, listen on demand, tune in app, simple radio app, whatever. Make sure you explain that to him, you guys, when you send him an email or write him a letter. Again, he loves snail mail. Now, I did have one request that said, Randy, can you go over the other side of the card where it says 10 reasons your prayer isn't answered? Well, I'm not going to go through all of the information, but there's 10 bullet points. I'll read those off. And then again, if you'd like to get this card, just contact Rick Hughes and they'll mail it to you. Unconfessed sin in your life. He mentioned that in the God's protocol, how to pray. Confess your sins. Rebound before every prayer. If we confess our sins, be absolutely righteous in your requests. You will be cleansed and brought into his consciousness. And all of the things that you've done wrong, confess them to him. He will now listen to you. Point number three, failure to use God's process for prayer. We talked about the process, the protocol on the other side of this card. Absence of faith. When you pray, believe that you will receive. Matthew 21:22. Wrong motivation. You ask and do not receive because you're asking with the wrong motives in your heart. Rejection of God's counsel, not in God's will. Arrogance in the petition. Lack of domestic tranquility. Spiritual growth isn't a priority in your heart. And lastly, you aren't a believer in Jesus Christ. The only prayer an unbeliever can pray is for salvation. Very simple prayer. This is so simple. This will change you from being a non-believer to being a believer. And it's on this card. Father, I believe and I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. All of that is on this card. And it's a size that would be a very good bookmark, especially in your Bible. And by the way, if you don't have a Bible, contact Rick Hughes and he will send you one. He'll send you a Bible. And then you can put this bookmark in there and remember this show. Remember, I told you to text me Rick and I'll send you his information. We're getting ready to do New Year's resolutions. Basically, New Year's Day is a week from this Thursday, Christmas Day. I want to give you guys a gift. I want to give you a gift that you can use throughout this week as you prepare for your new year. The gift is in faith. Become a believer. Become part of this community. To this point, you've been trying to do it on your own. I understand. Been there, done that. Years ago. For most of the part, we turned out okay. But there came a point in time when there was things happening in the lives that caused us to change the way we were doing things. We went in different directions to get experience. It was God's plan. Whatever. It happened. Been involved in business my entire life, starting off as peddling Detroit newspapers. Got the paper out from Mr. Erkey and developed and grew the route. Earned enough money to buy a car. When I turned 16, I got my driver's license and I delivered pizzas that night in the car I bought from delivering newspaper. The journey began. All the things we did over the years. Raising of the family, helping them out, and the entire process started to change, and all of a sudden we realized, you know what? We got to get closer to God. January 12th, 2008 at 5 o'clock. I know exactly where I was. I know exactly what happened. I remember dropping to my knees and asking God to forgive me for all my sins, coming to my life. I have, at that point in time, had decided it was time for me to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and be born again. And that's when it happened. And it can happen for you. And the gift comes this year at a very special time. This Thursday, Christmas Day, December 25th of 25. If you want to do it at 5 o'clock p.m. like I did, it'd be a great way to do it. This Christmas Day, December 25th, 2025 at 5 p.m., I want you to take a minute and simply pray the sinner's prayer. Again, it's on this card. You can find it. It's very simple to do. In your heart, go somewhere private, unless you want to do it as a family, which is something I'd love for you to do. Grab a hold of your wife, her hand. Your kids are there. Form a circle, hold hands, and say the sinner's prayer and have them recite it with you. accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this Christmas Day. December 25th, 2025 at 5 p.m. If you have a calendar in your phone, set an appointment to do that. Because one of the things that you'll realize is a lot of this information, a lot of things we talk about on the show, all of a sudden you'll have an awareness. When you listen to Rick Hughes Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8, or maybe listen to Pastor Chatfield do church service, which we bring every Sunday as a public service from 11 a.m. to noon. It airs on Sundays on the entire Patriot Voice radio network as a public service. We don't charge a dime to bring you church services on Sunday. You can listen anywhere in the world, online, on the apps. You don't have to be there in person. We'd love for you to go there in person, but you don't have to. And one of the things that I want to make sure that I point out, you need encouragement, you need things to read, you need things to remind you. You can get all this for free from Rick Hughes. All you have to do is text me, Rick, and I'll send you the best ways to get a hold of him. You can even pick up the phone and call him if you want. Chuck and Randy gave me your phone number, told me to give you a call. If he's in the office or Judy answers, they'll put you in touch with them. But that is something that I wanted to offer to you guys this week. I'll talk about it again Tuesday and Wednesday, Christmas Eve. And then we are taking Christmas Day off. Thanks to Devin Lawrence, we're going to bring you Jerry Stewart's Christmas Day show. But again, 5 o'clock on Christmas Day. It'll be a date, very simple, time very simple for you to remember for the rest of your life. It was Christmas Day, December 25th, 2025 at 5 o'clock. And that's when I was born again. That's when I was saved. The sun will come up. The sun will go down. Every single day, the rest of your life, you will be changed, redeemed and saved, and forgiven. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. And I got a couple more text messages during the break. Thank you, Randy, for the kind words. I will definitely consider doing that on Christmas Day. Not going to mention the name, not going to mention the city, but greatly appreciate you thinking about it. What a great date and time to remember. Because I've asked politicians, candidates running for office that very question. Well, I'm a devout Christian. Okay. Have you been saved? Have you been born again? Has there been a point in time in your life that you were down, that you basically gave up? You said, you know what? I'm done doing it my way. Lord, please forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for not believing in you. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask that you accept me into your kingdom. And I want to accept and follow your son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. The date and time, whenever it occurred, however it occurred, whatever words you used, whatever sinner's prayer you said, I asked these candidates, I look at them and I said, okay, give me the exact day and time and the date that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, I did it when I was young. I can understand that. You were young. Pastor Chatfield talks about it. I believe he said he was 8 or 9 years old. Did he specifically remember the date and time? Probably not. He was a kid. Did he really commit any sins while he was a young person? No, he just felt compelled to say the words. How did he do after saying those words as a young kid? As he grew older, as he became an adult, did he backslide a little bit? Did he commit sins knowingly? Well, once you're saved, you're saved. You can sin. Yeah, oh yeah, it happens all the time. I've done it since January 12, 2008 at 5 o'clock. But the difference is, you know right from wrong, because of the Holy Spirit being in you, being part of you, and you're forgiven. You just have to acknowledge it. Lord, I am so sorry. I sinned. I knew it was wrong when I was doing it. I feel guilt about it now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And he will. And the thing of it is that people, I guess, there's a card that a gentleman gave me that I'm going to read it to you now. I keep it right here next to my microphone. God is with you in everything you do. Again, Genesis 21, 22. And if you understand that God is with you in everything you do, you know he's with you. Not only is he watching, judging, really trying to help you stay on the right track. Everything you do, he's there. He's with you. The Lord is smiling on you today, just as he does every day, because you are a true and shining example of the power of his love. You got to believe that, folks, and you have to understand it. And if you do, your life will get a whole lot better. And things will start happening. Will you have issues? Will you have problems? Will you have things happen that you have to deal with that are bad or horrible in your life? You bet. But you have to understand that this is absolutely, absolutely the way it is. In the beginning, Genesis, the book of Genesis, laid it all out. It's where it all started. And if you want to start out reading how it was all created and how things were done, open the Bible and read Genesis. Open the book and read Genesis and believe that that is the word and that's how it happened. And if you do, here's the neat thing that happens in your life. You'll pray, you'll ask for certain things to go in certain directions, and they don't. But other things happen. And then you realize, God didn't want me to go in the direction I was praying for, the thing that I'd asked for, the thing that I was hoping for, the things that I wanted hopefully to occur and was praying so hard, just absolutely believing that he would do this for me. And it didn't happen, but something else did. And it went in a new direction. That was his plan, not yours, but his. And so that's the gift. We have today and tomorrow and Wednesday, Christmas Eve. I'll mention it again. I won't go into as much time as I've spent in the first hour today, but it's just something was on my heart. I wanted to give all of my radio family, I wanted to give all you guys a gift. Prayed about it, thought about it. And that's what basically came out of my mouth today. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction.